Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Levi. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Let's get to it with today's topic. Jackski is a handsome boy.
If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. We've compiled a list of over 100 Scottish boys' names to help you find the perfect baby name. There is a name for every style, whether it is a boy or a girl or a man, and even the name of a woman if you like. Scottish boys' names are a handsome group that has traveled far beyond Scotland's shores but includes many names that are still at home in most of the Highlands. Malcolm Knox, including Callum, Douglas, Duncan and Lachlan, and many other names from the Scottish Highlands, including James, James and James. If you're looking for a baby name, read our guide to choosing baby names and start with names that are more distinctly Scottish. Ian has never been so popular, but if you look at a list that is popular around the world, it could be a good option. Victorian or Edwardian boy's name, once popular and in the top 100, but now as popular as it used to be, if not more so. With the right owner, this adorable baby will provide you with the perfect companion for your dog or cat, or perhaps even your own dog. Dad is a blue-red 7-inch dog. Mom is the red-white dog with a black collar and white collar. Mam is an orange-black dog of the same color as the dog in the photo above. And Dad is the blue-brown, 7-inch dog and Mama's is his traditional Jack Russell with all the traditional markings. He's a traditional Jack Russell with a traditional mark, but he's also an adorable boy. Jack grew up as a boy on a thoroughbred pig farm, so always had a close dog companion and was always eyed since his youth. The most memorable was Punchy, a beagle, bulldog cross he had, but he was a little ugly creature. Although I'm sure there are Jack Russell and Shorty fans, I think the Shorty Jacks are so funny, so full that they will be with you for a long time. So we went down the street and we went down a pretty dark road with everything we met, but the last one came to us as a beautiful boy. And so we go on this path again and again, with a beautiful child at the end, and last, we come to you, our beautiful children. And when we met this very pretty little girl, we went far into the woods and there was a baby, as beautiful as any baby we had ever seen. And the traveler set out, and cried out in vain for the boy, but he lost him, as he had lost the child. But nothing was lost, no traveler lost a boy. Immediately I saw one of the oldest and ugliest, looking goblins standing up and saying, "Listen to me, brother goblins." He was magnificently dressed, had a majestic appearance and was slightly taller than the others. He had long polar beards that hung low on his chest, but he had the face I remember right now, with eyes that always looked a little amused, and a beard that had grown rather gray over the years. One of his first credits was because he was evil, and then he returned for the second film in the series, The Adventures of J.R.R. Tolkien, and then was the romantic male lead in Everybody. Run Boy on the Run is the story of Jurek, an 8-year-old boy who escapes the Warsaw Ghetto and then manages to survive in the woods and work as a servant while dressed as a Polish orphan. It is a beautiful and moving story that tells the events of this little boy's life and documents his survival in a terrible time. In the song, Lemoyne, he can meet some good and not so good people who frame his life on Run, Run. They meet him in York while he lives at his brother's house and he begins to share the story of his 5-year journey through time with Vanya and her husband who is having an affair with him. It's ultimately too formulaic and predictable and is run by the Run Boy on the Run mill with a little too much of the same. If you are so young, you may qualify for entry to Baikang Lingyuan, but you cannot because you are taking an erectile dysfunction medication. What surprises me is that this little girl is very sweet and Jew. Yuk stares at her hard and then falls in love with her again. Mail says, "Hey, fun, I'm a bit of a geeky guy, you know. Music star Ricky Martin came out as gay. I'm lucky enough to say I'm a happy gay man." Thomas emulated him, proudly posting on Instagram that it was a strange situation and thanking those who gave him the opportunity to say publicly that he is indeed a man who loves other men with pride. This includes Many Mile, which has become a walking man folk standard by its own standards, but the love that was later covered by the Blues Project will endure.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.
The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.